comes in from Teresa. Teresa is out of Tampa. It says, Dear Freak Show, I'm in the middle of a fight that keeps getting bigger instead of resolved like adults would do. Basically, my next door neighbor and I have been pretty thick as thieves since her and her husband moved in 4 years ago. The whole neighborly thing, I watch her house, you watch ours. We've been doing things together. It's just, it's been fun. They kept our six-year-old daughter when we went into labor 3 months ago with our son, so we are close. Anyway, they took a trip that needed somebody to watch their Pomeranian puppy. She's just under a year old, and of course, we said yes. I mean, like I said, she's watched our daughter. We've done a lot for each other, so it's not any big deal. My daughter loves their puppy, by the way. For the entire weekend, the puppy yelped, the puppy whined and made noise. I guess new surroundings, or as my husband said, separation from the owners, since it's such a young puppy. At any rate, it was loud. It was like a fire alarm, or better yet, like a mare horn over and over again, especially throughout the night. So for 2 days long, this went on, and when my infant son was being put down, we would put the dog in the backyard and let it run around and get some exercise and just kind of wear it out a little bit. Well, Sunday at 4 p.m., they got back, and when she showed up, the baby was napping, and the dog was on the lanai on the other side of the sliding glass. This woman gets an immediate attitude with me, like loudly wanting to know why her dog is outside. And when I told her the baby was asleep, she got even louder and screamed, "Why is my dog outside?" She was getting really loud. It's in all caps, so I said it loud. as I tried to explain it, it was so it wouldn't wake the baby. She got more mad, asking if this happened all weekend. I told her the yelping and whining was a lot, which she said, "When your daughter was with us and had fits, we surely didn't put her in the backyard." And she left. Now, I feel terrible that she feels I disrespected their pet, because I would never do that. But really, like, did I commit some attitude-worthy crime here? We now don't speak because I have had the nerve to put her dog outside. And I don't know how much I feel about her comparing her pet to my daughter, really. I'm at a loss for words. Tell me if I'm wrong. Is this worthy of losing a friend? Wow, Teresa from New Tampa.
First of all, parents do not like that when somebody says, "Oh yeah, I have a baby too, a baby cat or baby dog at home." So that's first of all. Most parents don't like that. I got real adults.
Yeah, don't be comparing your dog to my kids.
Second of all, she was nice enough to take care of your dog all weekend long, and she has a new baby at the house. Like, you're lucky that she even took care of the dog that well. Because I know when I had a new baby, I hadn't time for nothing.
Some people have house dogs.
Yes.
Like, they have dogs that don't go outside.
Well, they
unless they walk them and then bring them back inside. But there's dogs that don't go outside.
Yeah.
If you have a non-outside dog, you probably want to tell somebody that your dog ain't comfortable being out. I don't know. Like, your dog
can't be off leash.
Your dog's not comfortable being outside or something.
And it's
like
a small
that.
Dog too. Pomeranians are small.
Well, but I'm just saying, you're out there on a lanai. Like, what's
right
the problem?
There.
Like, it ain't like it's running around the acres, like, you know, like it's a farm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she's not used to seeing her dog outside. I'm sure her dog gets super pampered and babied and everything. But this really is one of the most petty reasons to lose a friendship. Somebody that you're close enough that they can babysit your little kid and everything like that. I hope they work it out. I think the dog owner is definitely blowing
this out of proportion. For sure, but that's her baby. That's her, you know, so you have to look at it like that's her child. So you're putting her baby outside. I don't think that that's going to be something she can get over. This literally happened to my neighbor, and they still don't speak after years and years and years.
We got a text out of the 863 that says, "My dog does not go outside. I'd have the same issue. I walk my dog, but other than that dog is in the house."
Yeah, I mean, yes, dogs need to go outside to go to the bathroom. Yes, we get that.
I mean, but I'm saying, like, if you got an inside dog, your dog has never spent an hour outside just playing in the backyard.
Well, she's probably thinking that dog was outside for, like, the whole duration.
But, I mean, it's a dog. I mean, like, the lady said is why the dog, you know, the baby ain't going to be sleeping that long, so it's why the baby's sleeping.
Personally, especially a dog that size, I wouldn't want the dog outside too long, especially because it's so hot outside. But I'm definitely not going to yell at my neighbor who's been taking care of my dog about that. The dog is totally fine.
Alex is on the phone. Alex, what's going on?
Hey, good morning. My first time caller.
Welcome to the Freak Show, Alex. What's good?
Man, right here, listen to your show every morning, try to call in, but sometimes, you know, the line is busy, you know.
I got you, but brother.
We want to touch on this topic right here. It's a very interesting topic, you know. I'm from the Caribbean. I'm from Belize, Central America, you know what I'm saying? And I grew up with 16 dogs, man, and my dad loved the dogs just like they love we. So to me, I believe that, you know, you build a house for a dog. In America, it's different because people keep a dog inside. They love their dog. Because some of them doesn't have kids. Some people might disagree with me what I'm saying, but it's true. Some people love their dogs because, you know, they treat them like kids. They don't have a kid, so they will treat them like that. But
yeah, like they're not allowed to go out. They baby them like they would a kid.
You know, but I grew up with dogs, and I'm in America now, and my wife wants a dog. She can't have a dog because dogs don't live in my house. They will live outside. So when I have my house, I'll build a little house for my dog in the backyard, whatever, a kennel, whatever, put him in there. And I'm going to treat him like my baby, but he belongs outside. He don't belong inside.
Yeah, and that's your culture. The dog has a place, and the place for the dog is outside in the doghouse.
For him, yes.
Yeah, and that's not to stray from the topic, but you touched a little topic about a day ago with some relationship with this dude and this lady in the house with the dog.
Oh, yeah, with the big dogs, yeah.
Yeah, man, it's crazy that like you could choose your dog over a relationship or whatever, but again, you know, that's their lifestyle. We can't go against whatever the culture. But I believe dogs are supposed to be outside, man.
Yeah, you know, watch out, Alex, man. These people are real sensitive about their dogs, dog. You don't want them coming after you, man.
I love dogs, too. And if I had to put them inside for some reason, I'll do it. But then at the end of the day, you know,
they got to go back out.
Yeah.
They got to go back out. They got to go back out. All right, man. I appreciate it.
I can't be walking in the house and smell like pee and poop all over the place.
Yeah. Yeah. Nobody want that in their life, dog. Hey, Alex, I appreciate it. Let's see. Reggie's on the phone. Hey, Reggie, what's going on? Hey, Reggie.
Hello.
I think we lost Reggie. Hold on one second. Let's see. All right. Diana is on. How you doing?
Hey, how's it going?
Pretty good.
I sound pretty bad. I have allergies.
No, girl, you all good. Wait, you said you have two dogs?
Yeah, so I have two English bulldogs. So I can totally relate because my dogs cannot be outside, especially in this Florida heat. They can't be outside that long. Like, I literally walk my dogs and bring them back inside. One of my dogs on two separate occasions almost had a heat stroke. Like, one time we had to bring her to the hospital. She almost, like, was dying. She was basically dying in my arms because she just almost overheated. And a friend of mine, he actually, he did the same thing. Like, he left his dog with the neighbor because he had to, like, do something for a couple of days or whatever. And his dog, the neighbor, they left the dog in the backyard, and the dog ended up actually dying because he had a bulldog, too. And he didn't know, like, the dog couldn't be outside for that long, and apparently the dog was outside for hours, and it was a puppy, too. Like, he was small and just overheated. So, like you said, Orlando, it should have been, like, full disclosure of, like, listen, my dog can't be outside.
Absolutely, because you're saying you have dogs with issues. I know if you dropped your dog off with somebody, you would make sure, hey, feed him this, make sure they're not outside a long time, because, you know, my dog got asthma, it's a bulldog. Mm-hmm. You know, so, like, whatever you got to, like, tell them so they would make sure they're prepared. That would be the thing. Exactly. But if you tell her just watch the dog and leave, and the dog, this is just a prissy thing where that dog don't deserve to be outside. And I'm sorry, a dog being outside for an hour while baby naps.
Yeah, just for a little bit is totally fine.
I'm not really bugging.
But not that long. You don't want him to be outside all day. She didn't know.
Yeah, not that long, but put some water out there.
Exactly. It's not worth losing your, like, ruining the friendship over, especially if you didn't even tell her.
Right.
Like, I can understand, like, be upset, explain to her, like, this is why my dog can't be outside. But to totally just stop talking to her after she did you a favor.
Right.
Like,
yeah. Not cool.
Yeah, for real. And now I ain't leaving my kid over there either, because you're talking about putting my kid in the backyard. Like, come on now. We're not doing that.
Who does that?
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.